What's up, guys?
What's up, bitch?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, bitch?
It's been... Oh, wait. We did one new episode in the past month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Summer vacation.
Yeah, we were on vacay.
This whole time, I thought y'all been out on the road making podcasts.
It's too hard.
You just don't ever feel like it.
It's just too hard. Think about it. You're driving, and then you got to load... And then you got to think about the music for a bit.
Well, so you don't understand the road anymore.
And then you load out.
You don't understand it, do you? Like,
then you load out at 11:30.
On the cruise, it's like, we should take the podcast. We'll do a bunch of podcasts on the cruise.
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
Nobody wants to do business.
We
got to
go sit in a room for 90 minutes instead of the thing you enjoy most in life, hanging actually out for actually real.
You're right.
This is a good substitute at home when you're stuck in a basement for hanging out.
This is slightly better
than going down to the bar by myself and trying to meet random people to talk to.
You don't have to go by yourself.
Like prostitutes.
Yeah, I know. I know. Right. I know.
That's why
I have a friend in the neighborhood.
That's why people like Dave are crazy, because Dave has to work like 5 days a week on the road, like every weekday, which I get it, but I'm just like, dang, dude, that's hard. But we've been doing some shows, more shows this year than we have, which is kind of crazy, but, and probably more next year, which I'll probably get divorced, but hopefully
not.
Welcome
to my world.
Don't be so insensitive.
I can't wait till you get divorced, Evan.
Don't joke like that.
I'm trying not to, but I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm trying not to.
Okay. You don't want to get divorced. I understand, but.
I mean, no offense.
If you get divorced, every night is either Buffalo Wild Wings, football, baseball, chilling.
Or your girlfriend comes over.
Or your girlfriend.
I don't know, man.
My girlfriend's here right now.
Pretty regularly.
So.
You got your kids the other days.
You don't. Okay. If I was able to get a really amazing girlfriend, you can probably do pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hopefully.
At the very least, you're not getting divorced from Megan. Megan's is your world. She's your world.
What about me, though?
How can
think
we
I
do?
Can do okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think got a good chance.
I don't think Devin will ever get divorced. I didn't think I would, by the way. Here I see it.
I never thought I would.
Matt and Lunsford have a way better chance. I don't think Devin will ever get divorced. Matt and Lunsford, probably 75-80% chance.
High.
I mean, Lunsford, you know you. You know
what
you,
what percent
right?
chance would you give yourself, Lunsford?
Lunsford, like,
being,
tell the
being
truth.
Totally honest.
Tell the truth. You
and I
know,
know
you
want to
you
say zero, and that's fine.
And
I wouldn't say zero.
I'm not saying zero. I would. Nobody can say zero.
Okay.
Anybody says zero.
One. Okay, I'm I know you're saying, not going to say one.
I feel very confident in my marriage.
That's good. So
yeah,
what would
but
you
I mean,
give
that's
it?
What, yeah, I mean, that's what
I think we're,
lunatic would say.
I mean, I'm
there's no way to give a believable answer.
Can you go
the only
Cassie?
Believable answer
you
can feel, say 25%.
Can you go get Cassie right now?
What's up?
Can you go get your wife right now? And
can I go
her
get her?
Here?
She's in Atlanta.
With who?
Now, well, she has started traveling a lot for work. Hold on. Yeah. She has started traveling a lot for work. So, she got promotion and been traveling
she
a lot.
She'd be cheating.
Yeah.
So it's,
check her phone,
she
right?
Cheating.
And she's married to you.
Does she have a code on her phone? Does she have a code on her phone that you don't know?
If she leaves her phone out, you jump on that.
Now, you can open up her phone or not.
Yeah.
I did see a picture on Facebook the other day that gave me a little reason to be concerned. I thought a picture with her and a guy was a little closer than I was comfortable with.
What was she doing? What are you talking about?
I mean, it was maybe a memory.
She
it might have been a memory.
Very short skirt.
That she shared. And it was some guy. I'm not saying they were being romantic. Yeah. It just, you know what I'm saying? There was a little something, there was a little tension there that I wasn't aware of.
He just didn't know it was like
nothing
that.
To worry about. I'm just saying.
How long ago you think it was?
A week and a half.
You mean the post or the original?
The original
encounter. I don't know.
I mean, the fact that
your point
is
years, maybe 5 years.
The point is, why would she repost it?
But, right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of reasons. There's plenty of reasons she could.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up right now.
Was it just them?
I think so.
What? No.
Well, look at her Facebook page. I'm not trying to.
I'm like,
who the fuck is that? Yeah,
who the fuck, a hand on the neck is a little excessive.
Wait, do y'all really not know who that is?
No,
I don't think so.
It's a celebrity chef.
Oh,
Michael Simon.
I'm saying hands. Oh, so on that makes a little. Cheating.
That makes it worse. She's reposting.
All I'm saying is just be aware.
She's remembering the night they had, and you don't even know about it. I feel bad for you. Looky who we met. Michael Simon today. And he has his hand around her neck. Like, I'm going to fucking control. That's fucked up.
That's
Michael Simon is a fucking
Keanu Reeves wouldn't do that. Keanu Reeves.
I'm not insinuating anything. Fucking, Keanu Reeves would have had a hand on.
Look at that.
No, he puts his hands way off.
Shit. That's a smart move. All I'm saying, I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying.
I am. I don't like this guy's. Why would he have his hand on her neck? I'm not joking. I wish I could show it to you. His hand is like. Look at that. You see his fingers right there?
Yeah, that's like
that's her fucking
pulse,
head. Yeah, what the fuck is your wife doing?
A little tight.
She's allowing another man to clasp her neck? And then she's reposting it like, I remember this as awesome. Oh, my God. Lunsford, what do you think about that? That's fucked up. You got to. And now she's in Atlanta. Oh, wait. With Michael Simon?
On a business
trip. With Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady's there with Delta.
I mean, that is. I wish I could see it.
It's just a white screen, but.
You see the fingers around her finger. You see the fingers in her. Look out! Look at her smile. You see her smile and the fingers in her fucking hair. Look at the smile she has while he's wrapping his fingers around her fucking neck. What the fuck is Cassie thinking? Is she reposted it? Lunsford, I'm sorry. I've been through it. I'm here for you.
I sit here not but two nights ago.
Oh.
And Cassie is expressing nervousness about what she talks to me about, but that we'll talk about it on the podcast. God. And here we are. She was talking about her work two nights ago. I said, well, I don't know. Y'all probably talk about it on the podcast. Like,
and I was like,
well,
we don't fucking talk about you.
We're not going to do that. We don't give a shit about what you have to do, Cassie. And now we see this, the hands wrapped around her neck by Michael Simon. And Lunsford's like, oh, he's a celebrity. Yeah,
that's bad juju. She shouldn't have brought it up.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What? All right, Matt, in Magnolia, our neighborhood that we live in, when people have affairs, like, people talk, like, does it get around, like, what, walking through the social?
Okay, I don't, you know, there is very, very, very little, because I'm pretty plugged in. I mean, I would hear things, you know.
You now, sure?
I have very low suspicions. I'm not picking up on anything. It seems possible, and I don't think there's some underground thing that I'm not able to
read. Yeah, there he is.
And I,
there
but, he is but maybe sure. It's just me, and I don't get it. Yeah.
There's a bunch of really
but it feels like it could, it could be, but I don't. I'm not ever getting any stories about it. I'm not finding anything. So
no one's going to tell you because they think you're the stories. You're a nerd. Tattletale.
Yeah, might tell Bridget.
You know what I mean? Like you would tell
Bridget wouldn't tell you.
I mean, I'm not hearing. There's no scandals I'm aware of in my time, and
but
it
how
seems,
would you
it,
know unless you're in it?
Well, no one's people tell hear you. About things in tight-knit neighborhoods. People hear about things, and I don't hear about things. So I'm out of the loop. Maybe there's a loop of gossip that I need to find. But, I mean, it has to happen. But it's I'm a little disappointed that I don't have – there's hardly any drama in that regard. But it has to be.
Is it called au pair? Is it an au pair where a person from another country comes and watches your kids
for a while? We have a lot of those.
Yeah. My neighbor has one. My neighbor has one, and I think I'm like, oh, I think it is very dangerous.
Yeah, that is a really common thing.
Very dangerous. That
has to
a young a hot younger lady. Yeah,
I think that's a big
one. Attractive
one.
Lady comes from France and lives with you for a while.
That's what the guy said on Lex Friedman. Is a divorce lawyer. If you want to listen to that episode, it's pretty good. But he was just talking about all the divorce. You know how it goes. So he said that one's common. Common.
It has to be.
Why would you ever? I mean, why would a wife ever do that?
He said there was one where a guy
only get a very old grandma.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you gotta get Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my neighbor, she's 24, I think.
I mean, what are they thinking?
From France, and she gets to be here, and she's just excited to live in America and get to go to Chicago and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know about this, but she's been there for about a year.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure some people escape with.
I'm just saying, our neighborhood isn't like Monticello with all the swingers. It's just we don't got it.
Devin does.
Y'all got it.
Yeah, I haven't been.
Literally, I mean, so I'd less. Around. You know, I've never got any kind of freaking lewd text messages.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Looks, that means Devin looks good and you don't.
I know.
if you look half a step
I'm figuring out as
better,
I'm saying it out loud. You would get invited. I get it.
You would get invited. It's not happening.
That's just me being excluded.
You and Lunsford aren't cool enough. Y'all go to the spa instead. Yeah. And Devin lives in Monticello, a way smaller town, and could fuck unlimited.
There's plenty of underlying, you know, stuff going on here. I know that. Yeah. But I mean, I've heard recently of a lady who they have like an open marriage or something.
But what's her name? I don't even hear about that. I know people got that.
Maybe
Rich.
Give you your address if you want, Toby.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you could just introduce me or.
I don't know. So, when I go to like school pickup, you know, some people be like, ooh, I want to check out, see if there's like.
Yeah.
Hot moms or something. I'm looking for who looks shittier than me at school.
And not the school pickup.
Right.
Well, no, because everybody here, they're in shape and stuff like that. And so when I see somebody that looks like a piece of shit, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
That's my person.
I'm like, just like somebody worse than me.
Yeah.
Like there's somebody way more, should be way more embarrassed to show their face around here than me. So right. I'm good.
You love that those people exist.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
When I got divorced and I went on the apps, there were way more like what was it called? Fuck.
It's cougars.
No, it's like non-committal relationship. What is it called?
Open
non-monogamous.
Yes, non-monogamous.
Ethical
non-monogamy. Oh, ethical non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Ethical non ENMs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, this is really crazy. And so I was swiping and I was just like not really paying attention. And I swiped right on a lady.
Nice.
And it was ethical non monogamy. And she hit me up. Well, and then I got booted because they thought there's no way this is Toby from Emory. They thought that was a lie. Everybody thought I was catfishing. People reported it
pretending
as catfishing
to be a Saint Rock singer
because Toby from Emory could not be.
Well, and that's who you would pretend to be.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. that's what I'm saying. You would easily be Josh or any person else in the band but me, or pretend to be in another band or whatever. Anyway, but before I got booted, the lady in an ethical non-monogamous relationship wrote me back and she's like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, what does this mean? Like, and then I got booted off and I never talked to her ever again. Because I wasn't even thinking about it. I just thought, oh, this person's attractive. I'll just swipe right. And then I was like, oh, this is person's in a relationship. And I didn't really. And,
yeah.
Right.
But what would that have meant if I wouldn't have got booted and her and I would have kept talking? What would that have been like? I don't think I could actually. Could I? I guess, I mean, I could hook up with somebody that's married, but
I don't know.
Wants to
tell
go
us
out
about
on date.
It.
I mean, what is that? But what does that make? Like, what do I get out of that? Outside of sex?
It probably, there's probably a sense of you're doing something you're not supposed to. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that would probably pull you in a little bit like, whoa, this is risky.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it would be. You know what I mean? There's something about it that is interesting, but the idea there of what do I actually, what happens to me 6 months down the road, right, where I just hook up with that lady and then I guess I just start hooking up with people and that's all I care about. Or I don't know.
You wouldn't want to worry about a connection of sorts, you know, you would, but that would be hard.
Part of me thinks that that would be easier, like with my kids and stuff. Like, if there was just a lady that only wanted to connect physically, well, then I wouldn't have to worry about introducing her to my kids or, you know. But I realized once I got divorced that I am a person that has to have some kind of emotional connection or I'm not interested.
Yeah, that's helping me crack the code.
Seems so pussy, but it's true. Like I can't really fuck around. Like
me and Liz, I didn't mess around with anybody.
Like it doesn't even seem that great. Like just to go have sex with somebody, I don't know. I wish I could be that way.
And we definitely could have, bro. Yeah, we definitely
definitely hooked up, dog.
Yeah, like, oh man,
a lot, but, bro.
But I don't know. I just, it doesn't, there needs to be some kind of emotional connection with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. You know what?
There actually are good guys in the world.
I relate to that, Toby.
But most women think that guys, they would just live it up.
Yeah.
Single. Right. But we're like, well, I don't know. I mean, I'd rather be hanging out with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be able to hang out on my patio.
I think there might be something you might be missing. And I'm not saying it might be part of the code that of how it works, maybe in some places, because I think it's a more upscale thing. Like trashier people don't do ethical non-monogamy. They just do shit. And then you see it, you hear about it, there's scandals. But the smart rich people do ethical non-monogamy, and they're smarter and smoother and better, and they know how to do it in this smooth way where it's
right,
really. And that is what I don't get. Like, that's why it's over my head. So it is happening and they know, but I don't know, because they're actually, you know what I mean, like the rich people have that probably.
We should go on a Tinder or whatever tonight. We should make accounts, Matt, and start.
No, this, you wouldn't be able to do it like that. They're smarter than that. Like, they have their own way of, you know, it's probably a higher thing, a higher level thing than we are. Smarter, richer, more in the know type. And it doesn't blow up into affairs and scandals and stuff as much.
Well, that's the thing I was actually worried about.
That's just a guess.
What if there were ladies out there that were just fine with just hooking up? Then would I just start to prefer that? And
be a lot
what would that actually mean about me too? You know what I mean? Like, not bad.
Those people have long term relationships and don't there's a level of people who that's in their lifestyle.
I'm not even saying it's bad. I'm not saying they're bad.
But a caveman like you can't handle it.
I just in my relationship, I don't want my girlfriend to date anybody else.
Right, right. Well, you're archaic. You
fucking weirdo. Right.
I know, but I just...
With you?
It really feels like I'm just old school, older, conservative. Right.
Honestly, that's really controlling, bro.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's something else up.
I don't know. I'm kind of worried about Allison.
Right.
Is she okay?
I mean,
is she safe?
Like, the way I am with her is very controlling. I just want to be with you only. that's like
so
a, is that abuse now?
Bro.
Hey, listen, can we not date other people? You fucking motherfucker. You're controlling me.
Close-minded.
No. Luckily, she's not like that either. And we are just solo. But there is a fantasy of, oh man, you can go hook up and you can be with all these other people. But that, when I really started thinking about it, I was like, I cannot have somebody come over to my house and hook up and then just leave. And that's just where I'm at, especially because I'm a dad, I have kids and all that stuff. But that doesn't even seem that fun. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure there's a time in life when it could be fun if you
allowed
yourself.
And for other people, I'm saying like right. just me though. I just I wish I could, but I really do have to have some kind of like emotional connection. Like it's just deeper, and then I feel connected to that person, and then you know, fuck all the time. But I don't know.
Well, he's only talking like this because his girlfriend is like in the next room. Over, by
she's
the way.
Actually he's looking at him from beside.
He's just out of here, Allison. Go on.
Well, we were supposed to start the podcast with a CTA, but we've been talking right, for I think,
well,
30 minutes.
Let's fucking go.
Well, you know,
Lunsford, read the CTA.
Lunsford, he doesn't have it.
I don't have it.
We got. Okay, we just announced some shows. Sorry. Big ass shows. You're going to like these, Lunsford.
All right.
On December 1st, we're playing in Santa Ana, California at the Observatory with Haste the Day.
Oh, shit.
And the Almost.
Oh, shit.
So, and then, it's going to be fun. And
wow.
Then December 2nd. San Diego, California, at House of Blues with Haste the Day and the Almost. So Haste the Day is headlining, and us and the Almost are supporting them. And you can get tickets.
More than that, there was others announced too. I don't know. I don't know if they'd already announced it, but there's additional good bands too.
Is it a festival?
Oh, there are.
Like
I didn't see it on.
I
the,
think so. Well, maybe
I didn't
not.
See it on
maybe
the graphic.
Not. I don't know. But we're.
I didn't see any other bands on the graphic
before it actually gets announced. So
I didn't see any other bands on the graphic, but I could be wrong. So. Hopefully not, but tickets at emerymusic.com. We're also going to be announcing some more shows very soon, hopefully on the next podcast. Also, we got custom songs on sale. We've sold quite a bit, and we don't have like what do we usually do the cutoff? Like November sometime? Maybe, Toby?
Because we got to get them written.
Yeah, because we got to get them done. So you know, we got maybe another month and a half. But you can buy those for Christmas presents.
You're not going to close anybody. You got to tell them it's tonight. Cutoff's tonight.
Tonight. You got to buy
order your fucking only. Song tonight or you're not going to fucking
get it. A month and a half.
It.
Just think
you're
about
not
it.
Gonna
get them to
wait.
Sign on the dotted line.
If you think about it, you're not going to do
or
it.
Don't.
You just got to do
but
it.
But it's over tonight.
It's over tonight at
fucking
midnight.
Motherfuckers.
The price, okay. It's
order
not over
the
for
fucking
like another
song,
half, but price is probably going to go up.
It's
up.
Probably going to, we're gonna
damn
raise it.
Order the song.
We're going to raise the song $100 a day,
just a huge amount.
$100 a day.
You better order now or it's going to be $12,000 by the time
somebody's
going to
be like, you know, I really wanted that Emery.
Order
custom
the fucking
song.
Do you even love that? Do you love
I really wanted that Emery custom song. I should have got it when it was $500, but I spent $7,000 on it.
I waited too long.
I waited to the last possible.
You didn't have to wait. You can order right now.
Now,
right now.
For
y'all ever think about trying to scale up and instead of doing 50 songs for $500, you just do one for $10,000 or whatever the math is?
That's not a bad idea.
We tried,
but it was that guy that
Martin Scorelli tried to get it and
could go backwards when it launches. You could say we're doing one song for 10,000 and then it goes down. All right, well now we're gonna do two for 5,000 and at some point you get a few people that would actually pull the trigger.
We talked about doing like a whole album.
I like
if someone's like, hey, I'll buy a whole album. It's basically like they would be our record label. They would just buy us writing an album and then do what they wanted to with it. But
it's so fun writing those songs, though. I just really love it. It's one of my favorite things. So fucking order yours now, motherfucker. Do you love your spouse? Do you love your boyfriend?
Apparently not.
Do you
apparently
love
not,
your girlfriend?
Toby.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Do you actually care about them?
Do you want to wait till December 19th to get their Christmas present? Fuck you.
Oh yeah. You know what? You could probably just go to Kohl's
fuck
and get them some socks and underwear.
Yeah, go to Kohl's, motherfucker.
Do that.
Use your fucking
They probably got 30%
goddamn
off.
Kohl's cash for once.
They'll probably give you some Kohl's cash.
Order a goddamn custom song or don't. But stop listening to this fucking podcast if you're not gonna fucking order it. Because I write those shits and they're good. And
they are good.
You know what? Not one person has ever said a bad thing about it. Like
I've never heard a negative comment.
Have you ever seen a not good review on Amazon about a product? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You have. Have you ever seen a bad review of a Emery custom song? Never.
Absolutely not.
Once. And we've done hundreds. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Fucking do it.
And if you join Emery Land, you actually get 20% off. Can you
believe
that?
You get a discount.
20% off
$500. So it's an instant savings.
Is
you get a fucking discount.
It's $100 off. You join. You get a, basically a year of Emberland for free if you join, yes. Or if you just join
what
monthly.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
What are you doing? You're listening to this motherfucker.
Plus,
fucking join.
The In Shallow Seas, we sell vinyls on sale for Emberland,
yes,
only. And a bunch of people already gotten it.
Constantly.
We'll probably sell out. I don't know. We might.
Yeah, we will.
We got
There's
some.
Not
we're,
that many
we're running
left.
Out. So just
time's running out. The vinyl's running out.
Yeah.
Fucking buy a custom song, you motherfucker.
We just gave a bunch of demos to Emery Land 2 like a few months ago. We wrote, how many demos was it? 15?
Something like
wow.
That.
Wow.
It was a ridiculous amount of demos. And we just
so many.
Worked on the songs and gave it to Emery Land. And we're working on the new, not going to call it album. We're working on the new music, the new era of Emery.
Yep.
So we're working on those now. And you'll get it months before the public. I'm talking months. Why would they put an N-T-H together in a word? Yeah. Months.
That's hard.
Well, months,
that doesn't
I know.
Make any sense.
It is M-U-N-C-E, months. Right? I just months. Can't even get past it.
It's
M-U-N-C-E.
M-U-N-C-E.
No one says months.
No. How many
no
months?
No one has ever said that.
You say months.
Months.
Everybody says months.
Yeah.
Yes, Dom.
That's months stupid. Sounds so northeast, too. Like, it's just like something that you would eat in New York.
Yeah.
Let's go get a month.
Months.
You yeah. know what I mean? I'm going to get a month.
Going out for tea in months. And
that, yeah, yeah. Grab a beer in a month. And
that's funny. You also,
oh it sounds like a
sorry.
Patty. It's like
sorry.
A patty.
Oh, it's a patty.
Yeah, it's
a
some sort of patty.
Patty.
Yeah, it's a you, patty.
You also get
I like scones personally, but months. Fine.
You like scones?
Months.
I don't really
too,
eat
though.
Scones.
No,
I had one last
hate
week.
Scones. I was just saying that you to did. Make the joke about months, but I hate scones. So,
I had a scone the other day.
Well, it's good. I'm sure they're pretty good.
They're not.
Instant access to part due, which we just did right before this
yep.
podcast, and it was really fun. Yo. It was really, really fun. We listened to a movie speech, a whole movie
seven
speech.
Minutes.
Alec Baldwin, motherfuckers.
It was awesome. It was so fun to listen to that. Yeah. Well, you get Emery video specials, exclusive music, like we said, free pre-show tickets, which we've been playing in Shallow Seas We Sail this year. And we've been playing While Broken Hearts Prevail EP at the pre-show. And if you're in Emery Land, you get a free ticket to that, which is $40 for the average citizen. Yep. You also get 20% off every single thing, I think, on our website. Merch, vinyl, songs and stories tickets, also custom songs, like I mentioned. And last but not least, Toby's Dildos. You get 20% off marriage supply. Wait, what?
You're going to want those dildos because I promise you they vibrate in all the right places. Just in case you're wondering. Everything that you've ever wanted vibrated, MirrorSupply.com provides.
Can you change
vibration.
The batteries
isn't,
in those?
Isn't it weird that is Matt, you're a scientist.
No, I'm not a scientist.
you know what you are. You think of yourself as a scientist.
You're very interested in science.
Are vibrations.
You would revert to yourself as our community of scientists.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a somewhat of a science community.
We have hypothesized.
Yeah. Are vibrations sound? Is that what that is? Right?
Sound like, is vibration.
Right?
Sound
is vibration.
So it's not a coincidence that a band would sell things that vibrate that cause pleasure, but that's in a,
because the music
in essence
pleasure.
Sound
right.
causing pleasure to
I
your
personally believe
nethers.
That the whole universe is nothing but
nether
vibration
pleasure.
The universe is just one big vibrator
it actually is.
I think that is the way I think about it. I think everything in the universe is made of vibrating energy, you know, including physical solid objects. But it's just me.
Cock hard.
That ain't science, though, exactly. But it's, you know.
No, it's science.
Toby, you got to see
the hypothesis.
Toby, why I started Marriage Supply. You need to see Oppenheimer so we can talk about it.
Well, he hasn't seen it yet.
He hasn't seen it. He doesn't want to see it. You know, he's contrarian. He's being contrarian about it.
I fucking lived it,
dude. Like, what do I need to see?
He thinks it's gonna not live up to the hype.
Hold on.
He thinks it's not gonna live up to the hype.
Yeah, do you see like Inception and okay, so you watch Chris Nolan movies.
Yeah, but this one I just felt like it's based in reality, so it's gonna be more like a documentary.
So is Batman.
No. Okay, you got me there. But I'm saying this one, I feel like I'm gonna go into it and watch it like, oh my god, it's so serious because this was like World War shit, I can't really care about it because,
like, you come out, you're not gonna be all happy, you're just gonna come out and be like,
no, but I know what happened. Like, I know what happened, and everybody's gonna be like, "Oh my god, it was so scary at the time." And I realized it was really scary at the time. And you know, Oppenheimer goes, "Oh my, no, Dwight D. Eisenhower." It's like, "Fuck you, dude. We're gonna do this, and I don't like
it." Truman
or Truman. Okay, sorry, fucking Truman. That's what I'm saying.
It's not about the story. Some white guy. The story doesn't matter. You know the story. It is the acting and the movie that's good. You like good movies and good acting, don't you?
Lunser, you've seen it?
Yes.
And you love
it. It's good. It's
fantastic.
It's just a good movie.
I want to like history, but I can't.
It doesn't matter about history.
It's a good movie.
It's all it is. It's
Matt Damon's in it, being a movie star.
I love Matt Damon.
He's great in it.
Yeah.
I know, but the Kieran Kierkegaard guy, what is his name? Who's the
what? He's good.
Killian Murphy?
That Kierkegaard. Guy.
You were talking about Soren Kierkegaard.
Oh, yeah. Kierkegaard. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Josh Hartnett's in it.
Oh, Josh Hartnett's so good, too. I like him in it.
It's incredible.
Josh Hartnett? Oh, you didn't tell me Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett's in it.
Which is crazy is he was able to do that and help save Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Right.
All in both. 5 years.
That was cool. Emily Blunt's good. Emily Blunt's really good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's good. I need to watch it. I agree. Y'all can talk about it. I don't think you're going to give anything away.
So, dude, it's fucking crazy.
What would you give away?
Like, atomic bomb.
Is there, some big thing that I'll be like, oh,
or not, but they did.
I mean.
Hey, just so you know. Okay, spoiler alert. This atomic bomb.
Listen, dude, these fuckers.
Spoiler alert.
They flew to Japan.
They all. Spoiler alert. There's an atomic bomb that went off.
What?
Good Lord.
It is crazy. Like, you'd think that Japan would not be friends with us currently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But in
but
the
also
movie,
they did some shit to us too.
Well, they were very bad. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
They and I mean, again, not justifying, it's insane, but they were saying in the movie, whether or not it's true or not, you know, they were saying like the Japanese are never gonna surrender. They just actually won't surrender.
That's the thinking behind.
But probably not true, right?
I don't know. There was a guy that was like on an island for like 50 years after the war.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thinking the war was still going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it was good though. You should watch it. It's good.
The logic was that it would save more lives too,
right?
Because they would have to invade the mainland and
sure.
That's what's so crazy though. Like when you think about any place you'd want to go, that's amazing. You would just choose Japan,
yeah,
right? Like out of almost any other place. Like out of any place I could go to on Earth, I think I would choose Japan right now.
It's so great.
Like I just think it would be so awesome.
It would be cool
and so fun, and it's so small, and there's so many people there, and I think the culture is just so unique. And at one point in history, they got really fucking mad at us and was like, "Hey, fuck you," And then Oppenheimer went, no, fuck you. And he was like, I shouldn't have done that. That's what the movie is. Oh, fuck me? Fuck you. Oh, wait, I shouldn't have done that. And that's the whole movie, and I got to watch 3 hours of it?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, well, you
gotta do the
up.
Worst thing ever.
There's some intense, intense moments. Good acting. There was one video I saw on TikTok that was really funny. He was, the text on the video said, "I farted in Oppenheimer." Did you see that one? And it was like the scene is the scene where they're waiting for the bomb, like the test to happen, and it's like so loud, and the music is just like, ah! You're just like, oh my god, and then it got quiet, and he just. Right in the theater. It was so perfect, and everybody in the whole theater just erupted in laughter. It was so funny.
Y'all don't think this is the best Christopher Nolan movie? What's the best Christopher
it's
Nolan
about
movie?
It's top three.
It's top. Dunkirk is still number one.
I like Inception.
I don't think
Inception,
I've ever seen
Interstellar.
Interstellar are the top three.
I'd say Batman's were so good. The Dark Knight.
I love
Dark Knight's unbelievable.
Y'all way off on movies again. We got some bands to roast on the music.
All right, let's roast.
We need the movie podcast is what we should have.
I know.
Every podcast we start talking about movies. And we're like, let's talk about Hasty Day.
Instead of starting a new podcast, let's just change this podcast.
Probably done 1,000 episodes, and I've seen a lot of feedback about the podcast, different topics. Such, I've not ever seen anybody say, I love when y'all talk about movies.
Well, because when we talk about movies, it's really a lot of,
so good.
That's cool. Right. Yeah, he's pretty good.
did you hear the guys talking about I've never seen that comment.
Here, hold on. Let's play this 7-minute clip.
That's funny. All right. Well, let's roast a couple of bands. We haven't done that in a while.
Mm-hmm. I already have some notes. I haven't heard the song, but it is.
You it already spells, have notes.
I already. It spells out T-H-E-Y-S-U-C-K is what I have written here.
Come on.
All right, here we go then. If the music
hold
works,
on,
I'll
hold on.
The
before
volume.
We do that, I want to do something real quick.
Oh God, are we doing another movie speech?
It's the Oppenheimer trailer.
It's not gonna.
I don't hear
just,
it.
Yeah, it's, why we the trailer?
Hear don't hear too it. True.
Y'all don't hear it. I don't have my.
No.
You hear it? And our imaginings horrify us. It's just all fire.
It's just all fire.
They won't fear it.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Anyway,
It's more than that.
It's just about this explosion that they hardly even show in the movie.
No, it's right. Surprisingly a very entertaining,
it is.
Talky, like fun kind of movie.
I believe
Robert Downey Jr. is so good in it.
I'm sure
Matt
I'll
Damon's
enjoy
so good
it.
In it. You'd like
I do
it.
Like Robert Downey Jr.
Mm.
They call Oppenheimer right. Oppie. That's his nickname.
Oppie.
How serious could the movie be?
All right, let's play this music. What is
right,
the name of the band?
It. Who is this, Matt?
All right, first one up is called Unity Jar.
Okay.
Unity Jar.
All right, the track is called Bitter Pill.
We're running out of names for bands.
Bitter Pill is a dash.
Unity Jar seems like the homeless shelter down by a couple of blocks away from you. I'm going to go volunteer at Unity Jar. You know, fuck.
Band names are all been out since the mid-early 90s, pretty much.
I know. I feel bad for anybody having to name their band. It's the
I think
worst.
We have one of the better names out there.
I know. I totally agree.
It's because it's real simple and there's not much to it. It's just a name.
It's pretty neutral.
I'm pretty sure Smashing Pumpkins was at the time there was a band called The Smashing Pumpkins. It was like, okay, there's no more band names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty much where
right.
There's no more. I mean, bands have to have a name after that, but no use. Really.
Right.
Just a formality. All right. This is Bitter Pill by Unity Jar. I'm in. Like it.
Oh.
Emo. Midwest emo.
Yeah.
Two guitars, pan, hard left and hard right. Love it. Bass enter. quirky drum beat. Are the vocals going to improve it or diminish it?
That's the tough part.
What's the vocals going to sound like? You were close.
It's not bad, though. Listen.
It's good.
That's a little...
It's an emo.
This vocal reminds me of somebody.
Do we know how old this is?
But the guy really who does it says, "Hi, my name's Matt. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I write and record songs in my apartment."
Not bad. His voice is not bad. It's just a little. I can hear a little bit of immaturity in it.
It's from this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of this. Is a lot of people are making this music now. Yeah.
Yeah, this is current.
Yeah.
This is man. Sounds like Benton Fall, Appleseed Cast.
Yeah, it sounds like stuff I was digging in. Yeah. Whatever.
Deep Elm Records kind of thing.
Yeah.
Deep Elm.
Like the White
Octave. It's Midwest emo.
Less.
Yeah, that's
true. Aggressive.
It's big on TikTok and everything. Not this band, but
yeah.
They could be.
I like this.
I like
that.
I mean, it knows what it is. You know what I mean? Like this is the thing. Like, they know what they are, and this is what it is. And so take it or leave it. And that I kind of like respect.
I think the vocals could use a little bit of work, but not bad. I could just something. But it's not bad.
Yeah, the vocals, the way he sings is a little harsh, so it feels like I'm just singing like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it doesn't match.
I wish it was a hair smoother and melodic, but it's still not bad.
No.
The vocals would be better if he would go a little lighter, a little more feminine, right?
Just a little more.
Yeah, like just a little brighter, a little more young.
The snare sounds like it's a trash bag.
We need some kind of good bridge. Like, we need like a...
Nothing has happened. The song's been
really...
Yeah,
the bridge needs to take us to a new place.
Yeah.
This is the bridge.
This is? I thought this was the chorus. No, they've repeated this.
Yeah, it's all on a loop.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It needs one other thing here.
I think that was what I would call the bridge.
I thought it was a repetitive part.
And then it's going to end.
That snare is hilarious. It really sticks out to me.
Now, if you could do that in your basement all by yourself, good for you.
Nice job. I think he's on a good good path. So, like, there's, you know.
There's some cool stuff.
Some stuff
cool
to work
elements
with
to it, yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It kind of was a little nostalgic for me.
Better pill. I wish there would have been something that stuck out for a
harmony.
Second. Yeah, harmony or some energy.
There's no vocal dynamics.
Right.
Yeah. It's just kind of like all one tone the whole time.
Yes. It was like one tone the whole time. Yeah. And so I wish there would have been something where I was like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, it just, that. But also, I can understand that is like, honestly, background music. Like, I think background music is really important these days. Like, it's just playing in the background. That would be a song that I would play while I was just doing my dishes and hanging out and talking to somebody or whatever, you know, which is a good thing. That sounds
like I sent
y'all
a picture of him from Spotify.
Oh, you know, really?
His picture doesn't match his style of music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think he needs to work on his branding just a little bit. What? I'm serious.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's trying.
I mean, send his music in. He's got 15 listeners. How's that even?
Yeah.
Seems like you just have zero.
15 monthly listeners.
Like, I mean, how do you have just 15?
There's 15 people out there that love it. That's good.
He's not getting any help from the algorithm just yet.
Right, but he will.
They could maybe break through, we can something help like him. That. There's stuff that sounds
not
that
bad.
Different than that.
I like it
a lot. So,
he needs to network and figure out how the playlist and stuff like that work. He needs to get on some playlist.
Yeah. Matt, he needs to do like we do and just algorithm. Buy a bunch of Spotify plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pay the bots until you get enough plays, and then you have it.
Bitter pill.
Yeah. Keep going. I'd say keep going.
Yeah, go for it, man. That was great.
Just keep going, dude. Music.
Okay. Not too bad. We'll move on to the next one called Mirrors and Tides is the name of the band.
Mirrors and Tides.
The song's called Burdening. This one is also lowly viewed so far. This is on YouTube. Okay. It's been up for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
52
Can I
views.
Say something before you play it? What? I went down a scary rabbit hole today on Reddit about mirrors.
Okay.
And when you said that, like, okay, have y'all ever heard of this before? If you stare at yourself in a mirror for a long time, like 20 minutes, your face starts like changing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And people think like it like fucks you up. And people were talking about on Reddit, like if you do LSD with it and do that, you can lose your mind. Like,
yeah,
it's
there's
the
whole stuff about that.
Like, you stare in a mirror at yourself, your face starts changing and deforming, and people immediately go to like it's demonic or something, right? But like you open up some portal or whatever. But I don't think it's that. I think it's like if you actually see yourself,
your brain starts freaking out about
you can't it. You can't even
you start if you think about being a human and look at humans with the right mindset, that you'll get that anyway. And if you look upside down at somebody, like get your kids.
I love looking at upside down.
You do ever do that with your kids and just look upside down for two or 3 minutes? How weird it is. It's the same idea, but with the mirror, you get that with yourself, you know, where you start.
Yeah. It's like when you say a word over and over and it turns into not a word.
Yeah, you can't say it anymore.
It's not actually
you forget
a portal
how
to
say
to
the word. No, it is a portal.
It's a portal into a different headspace. I'll give you that.
Well, a different universe for sure. There's different universes. Okay.
For sure.
What are we talking about? Tides and mirror light?
Mirrors and tides.
It's 6 years old and it's got 52 views. So it's averaging just under 10 views a year.
Come on,
Matt. And Mirrors and Tides sent
it. This is going to get – I mean, it's not – I'm not saying it's bad.
It.
I'm saying there's a
it's been out for 6 years, and Mirrors and Tides are like, hey.
Okay, but if you're
if we
good
get on
and you only have 15
podcast,
listeners, and if you have a good song and you only got 52, that's the day and age we're living in. Talented
I hope we
get in
52
get
more
shit.
Right now. Please go to Mirrors and Tides and blow this up, folks.
Okay, here we go. Now, this one's a heavier one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's worth more than 52 views right there. You know it. That's raw. You get real bad.
Lunster, you couldn't play these drums. Lunster, you could not play this.
52 views?
I like it.
I do too. Just we're in Dillinger's escape plan, Better Lovers territory already.
Yep.
Production's not as good as Better Lovers. It's
screaming.
Drums are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Doing something crazy.
A lot of brrrr. That's the only thing I don't like about the drum. Brrrr. This is like somebody went brrrr. Good screaming.
Blast beat. A little blast beat.
Not the best production.
Nope.
They could have done way better.
Sound that great, but
right.
You could tell you kind of
they could have spent a little bit more money on production. This would be way
refused.
Better.
Oh, what?
Yeah, refused. Yeah.
Where are we now?
That's cool.
Oh, my God.
Very dynamic. Now, I love it. I mean, 52 views. What's up with that?
Rim hit.
Yeah, this is cool.
What's going to happen next? Oh, shit.
He's still screaming. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a boner. I'm getting a boner.
I mean, Toby, I think you're ready to fuck right now.
I'm ready to fuck. Yeah. I want to fuck
when
right
it comes
now.
Back in, you can just fuck.
Oh.
If you
when it comes back in, you know it's coming back. You're going to
have
a spooge. Yes, I do know.
That sounds like TJ.
No. They're highly ACB influenced. Oh.
not hearing anything I don't like.
My dad would be like, what's he so mad about? You know what I mean? Like, that's the, when my dad hears music like this, he goes, man, that guy's so, what's he so mad for? What do you think makes somebody this mad? I like this.
I do too.
Wow.
Wow, that was
a nice
That's
length.
Two good songs.
Yeah.
I know. And they can't get fucking anybody to listen to them.
What's
at
their
all.
Name again?
They just went from having dozens of views, and now how many people just heard this? Thousands.
Let's sign them. Maybe we'll get rich off of them.
You don't get rich signing bands that don't get
I'm
any
kidding.
Views.
But we turn them into the next.
But they like them.
Turnstile.
They're the next Turnstile.
Knocked Loose.
Mirrors and Tides. See if they got Spotify. That was just a YouTube. So maybe they're big on another platform. Who knows?
Probably not.
They're on here.
Mirrors. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Bowser Judas. A little bit of
Bowser Judas Dillinger.
11, a little bit of
ACB.
Amber Lynn.
13 monthly listeners.
No.
What was the name of the song?
Mirrors and Tides.
No, that was the
song.
Band.
I mean, sorry. It's
Thought Eater.
Burdening.
Yeah,
is the
so
title.
This is
Burdening.
Them. They have 13 monthly listeners.
Wow.
Damn it.
I need to listen to another song.
Don't even try
how could you
to
not
write
listen to,
you can't,
how could you
yeah,
not listen to the Mirrors and Tides?
Did they
yeah.
not,
listening
they
to
not
other
try to play a show
bands?
Or
I don't know. Is that like a, not a thing?
Maybe it's just a solo guy that made this. You know what I mean?
They have two subscribers.
I don't think that's a solo guy. I don't think anybody's that good at drums and guitar.
No, yeah, it's not a solo.
No. I'm just saying
yeah.
it might be just one guy that is pushing it all. You know what I mean? Like he got a drummer to play for him and
maybe.
Some other guys. But I don't
know. No, I mean, that's a pretty – I think it's a – I mean, they only have one song here. I don't know what else they got.
I don't think
whatever.
This is a full band, a constant band. This is just – they did it in 6 years ago, pre-COVID. This is pre-COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Like maybe
if I came to y'all with those riffs, you'd be like,
maybe we should listen to one more song just to see. Is it legitimate or is it a one-off?
They're on Spotify.
Go on Spotify.
I'll find it.
But yeah, let's get a bigger sample size here.
You at least need to hear one more.
Yeah, okay. One more.
So what do we listen to? Burdening?
Creep.
Listen to their opening track. What do they put?
The one we listen to is called Bird Dog.
Thought Eater. That's what we just listened to.
No, we listened to Burden Dog.
Okay, play Thought Eater.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay. Do you grow to be a
man? The Bled.
Fuck yeah.
This band is good.
I love that guitar tone. Still, it's not the best recording.
Yeah, but that's easy.
Right,
to
yeah.
do. I mean, that was back in 2017. GarageBand will do it. Now I tell the AI to clean it up. This is the kind of band I like whenever you play a local show and there's a band like this.
They need to get rid of the anti-tides.
Yeah.
Just call yourself Mirrors. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I mean, yeah. This is like
good screen.
This band's good.
Yeah, this is discouraging to me. Just like
it is discouraging.
You're fucked.
Yeah,
right.
You can't be in a band.
If you could have made this in like 2000 and like
seven,
three or four, five or six,
you'd have been huge. Massive.
Yeah,
it's like Norma Jean. I mean, you'd have been like one of those bands.
Like if Solid State signed that in 2004, it's huge.
Oh yeah, right.
But now, fuck you. Nobody will listen to you. Eat shit. You're an idiot. Don't even try. Everybody makes fun of you.
That's crazy.
They're not even worth making fun of. No one even knows you.
Nobody even, yeah.
And this, and you're good.
Yeah, and we like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This, I'm being funny.
Wasting your time.
I'm being funny.
Okay.
But I'm also kind of being serious.
Yeah, okay.
If we actually think they are that good, should we put them on some of our shows?
They can play on the show.
They're probably
sure.
not even a band anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not.
6 years ago.
Well, maybe he's still trying to make it. Why would he have sent it in?
They're dead.
They might have died. Yeah.
What if you bring them back?
A few of them definitely are dead. You don't create that music and stay alive.
Right.
Well they're going to email us after this and say, we want to play shows with you.
13
Are they on the West Coast?
That's what.
If they're on the West Coast, maybe.
Yeah. They'd blow Haste the Day away if we put him on that show.
Kill him. Oh, Haste the Day would be so mad. That would be so awesome to have an opener that heavy and good.
Oh, I know.
But I think this might be just a single guy. That
it might be.
You know what I mean? Like, got it done.
What
that makes no sense.
No, you don't. Who got it found? No.
No, I do.
I don't think
I'm saying. I'm saying he found people to make great music with him, but
what else
he is the driving force behind this. I guarantee you this is a single guy now that sent us his music.
Because if it was a band, they would have
They're not a band. They're not a band anymore. I guarantee you.
Not in a band anymore. Yeah, they've done things in 6 years.
I mean, is there a chance that like that
How many people did you say listen to this in 6 years?
13 monthly. Less than 10 a year on YouTube. Two
think
subscribers.
About how, think about how bad you would feel is if you wrote a song, like we're, this is kind of what Lunchroom was saying. If you wrote a song that was very good in that world and you have no chance.
That's
like,
everybody.
I mean, they it's wrote a song that we all who are professional musicians or have been thought, wow, that's a really good song. But no,
they announced on Facebook, it's time for the end of Mirrors and Tides. The last 6 years have been an absolute blast. We've played with a whole bunch of amazing bands and played with some and then it's cut off. I'm just on Google. I'm locked out of Facebook right now, so I can't log on. But if you Google,
why did you get locked out of Facebook?
I don't know. I got hacked. Like my account. Listen, my account got hacked, and now I can't like. They suspended my account. So
you get on Truth now.
If you Google Mirrors and Tides Band, it'll show you their Facebook at the top, near the top under Bandcamp. So you can log on and see what they're doing. But yeah, I don't know.
6 year career.
Well, that's too bad. That's sad. I'm sorry, guys. I wish it would have worked out different for you.
52 views, played a bunch of shows. I mean, they probably played for over 7 people over the years.
They probably thought they had a pretty good career. Like, you know, we got 13 listeners.
I know. And now they're wrapping it up on Facebook.
Calling it quits.
All right. Well, keep sending in your songs, folks. These are
What city? Did it say what city they are?
No, I can't.
Where do they sound like they're from?
Minneapolis.
Louisville.
Yeah, they're from, I think I'd say Florida.
It's funny. You were saying you got kicked out of Facebook. My older pastor friend who's like probably in his 70s, he got kicked out of Facebook, and he finally his Facebook got hacked, and he finally got back in, but for whatever reason they changed his name, and he was like, this is Ron Hamilton, my oh shit, I should have said fuck shit. Bleep that out. I hope that was bleeped out.
Hey, why don't you just say your kids' full names and their address too? While you're at it.
He said, this is my Facebook page got hacked last month. Finally recovered it, but Facebook replaced my name with and his name at the top of his Meta copyright infringement. So that's what he goes by right now. He has to go by Meta copyright infringement on his Facebook page. That's and his Facebook is really important to him.
That's what mine says guy. Right now. When I try to log in, it says a Meta copyright.
Yeah. That's what your name is going to be when you get back into your account.
Interesting.
It's insane. Meta copyright infringement. Isn't that crazy? Because I guess the company's named Meta, but it's just it's just stupid anyway. But
that's funny.
Well, sorry.
All right. Well, thank you for sending
your
songs
out there. All right. Next one up. Yeah. My Only Passenger.
We got another
We're
one.
We're doing another one? Oh. We got to read ACB's some names, though. We got to read some names, though, before we get out of here, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. You're right. Thank you We're for reminding to. Us, Devin. All right.
I'll read them. Toby, you got the list they sent in about what they sent in this week?
I don't know. I don't have the names. You have them?
I have them, but I'm saying what's the list they sent in?
This is tough because I didn't really think this through.
Lunsford,
hold on. Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
Yep. You are ready.
He found
yep.
it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this week is bizarre, and it's not me, right? I don't know
but
why
yeah, they sent it in. We all know that.
Fucking weirdo sent it in. But they sent in their favorite terms that describe sexual attraction, behavior, or orientation.
Yeah. No, this is not on you. This is this sick
this
fuck.
This isn't me.
Yeah. It's not you.
But, all right. First sick fuck is Eric Hendricks.
Eric Hendricks says that he loves allosexuals. Allosexuals, which is a word or category describing those who experience sexual attraction, and use of this word term helps normalize the experience of people on the asexual spectrum and provides a more specific label to describe those who aren't part of the asexual community. So,
okay,
allosexual, which Thank I thought it was like aloe vera, but I was wrong.
Thank you for correcting
Sex with spiky
my mind,
plants.
Eric. Appreciate
yep.
that. Next one, Fernando Moncada.
Yep. Hmm. Aromantic. A romantic orientation that describes people who experience little or no romantic attraction, regardless of sex or gender.
Oh. Yeah, it's not you. Yeah. It's not like it's a smell.
Get that bullshit
yes,
out of here.
I thought you were saying
I know,
like
I was thinking like aroma.
Aromantic.
I thought it was aroma.
How could you ever communicate that to anybody? You said, I'm aromantic. Like,
yeah.
there's no
yeah.
possible way you could ever communicate what you're trying to say
hard.
To
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, yeah. yeah, of course. Me too, you know?
Yeah, big time.
I'm aromantic.
No, I'm aromantic.
Aromantic.
Oh, okay, me too.
Yeah, essential oils and shit, me too.
Yeah, I love, you know?
Yeah, no, how about this one?
All right, next one. Jaden Plett.
Oh, y'all are going to love this one.
Jaden, shut the fuck up.
Gray romantic.
What?
Gray romantic. Gray. A romantic orientation that describes individuals whose romantic attraction exists in the gray area between romantic and aromantic.
Well, that,
so
I
these people, they're gray sexuals.
These are
gray
all
sexual
people.
Yeah.
They're gray sexual.
Gray sexual.
Gray sexual. Okay.
I thought it was going to be something about liking old people.
No. Yeah.
That's weird. All right.
No, it's not weird.
Don't call it weird.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's not like you, okay?
I apologize to my gray sexual.
Sorry, I wish we could all be like you, Devin.
What was it? Gray romantic?
Gray sexual.
Yeah, gray romantic.
Okay. Marcelo Ochoa, I think. Ochoa or Ochoa?
Homosexual, which is a term used to refer to people who reject sexuality labels and don't identify with any of them.
Wait, what is it called? Say it again.
Pomo?
Pomo. P-O-M-O. Sexual.
Yeah. Pomo?
Like yes.
Pomosexual?
Very close
me
to homo.
He's fucking
not.
He's fucking
homo. Homosexual.
People call people pomos.
Fucking pomos.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know.
That can't be real.
These people that sent this in, I'm mad at them. This
Come
is not
on,
the
Marcelo.
One I want to do tonight.
That's messed up. All right, last one. Simeon Huntsman.
Okay. Simeon says two. He likes sex averse and sex favorable and sex indifferent.
Ooh, I like that indifferent.
Sex averse describes those who are on the asexual spectrum and are averse to or extremely disinterested in sex. And then sex favorable, what do you think that one is? Spectrum of asexuality, sex favorable is viewed as the opposite of sex repulsed. And
I like this different.
It describes those who are asexual and in certain situations can have favorable or positive feelings towards sex. And then sex indifferent. What do you think that one is?
That means
they don't care.
That means somebody show you a nice fine piece of ass. You say, take it or leave it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Sex indifferent describes those who are on the asexual spectrum and feel indifferent or neutral about sex or sexual behavior. So, yeah.
You're like, well, maybe not.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I don't know where I would fall exactly. I guess I'd fall in sex favorable, but
not repulsed.
Not repulsed.
I've never heard of these.
Close.
These are some, I mean, I don't even know how you, how do you even find this? Like, okay, another person sent this in, not me. It's scoliosexual. S-K-O-L-I-O, scoliosexual, which I think scoliosis, but I'm wrong. A sexual orientation that describes people who are sexually attracted to those with non-cisgender gender identities, such as people who are non-binary, genderqueer, or trans. So, like, scolio is just attracted to those people, but, like, it's to me, it's, like, now, I don't know. Like, I don't think of myself as hetero ever, but I guess I'm supposed to or something, you know, or maybe that's just my privilege that I don't have to think about that. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, y'all sent in some weird ones.
Yeah, y'all really sent in some crazy shit.
That was some wild shit.
We appreciate you joining Emory Land, but, I mean, take it easy on the
just take it easy,
crazy
y'all.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Send in your songs. Enjoy your life. It's bedtime. Bitch.